This is Arts Eclectic, spotlighting arts in Austin. I'm Michael Lee.
I just can't believe I'm seeing you again after all these years.
All these years? What year is it?
The Intergalactic Nemesis has taken several forms over the years. It was first performed in a coffee shop, and it's since been a radio serial, a comic book, and its current incarnation, a live-action graphic novel, which combines all those elements. On September 5th and 6th, the final installment of the Intergalactic Nemesis, Twin Infinity, will take the stage at the Long Center. Producer Jason Newlander has been working on the project for the better part of two decades.
This is the accumulation of 18 years of project development. So for me personally, I'm kind of in a state of disbelief that it's actually here. And then for the audience, you know, I've known for years that this project, Twin Infinity, totally delivers. This show has comic books. This show has radio play.
So Mysterion finally got what he deserved, and Lawrence Webster and Natasha Sorokov live happily ever after. Molly, it sounds better than an adventure radio serial.
The whole story is set on planet Earth. So that's a little bit different than the other two intergalactic installments. And the story is very much this kind of like epic, adventurous, and hilarious travelogue.
Well, anyway, I knew we were in for an adventure. But who knew we'd be headed behind enemy lines? So long, New York. Look out, Nazi Germany.
I think people are going to love it, and I can't wait to be a part of that reaction and to know that me and my friends have been the folks who made something that has made so many people so happy.
The Intergalactic Nemesis, Twin Infinity, will be performed at the Long Center on September 5th and 6th. For more details, visit our website, kut.org. For Arts Eclectic on KUT, I'm Michael Lee.